Hi, and welcome to the Shipwrecked Souls podcast series. This is episode 4 with your hosts, Bill Como.
And Jonathan Bradford.
We last talked about Jacinto the pirate, the villain, the guy you love to hate. And what story would be complete without a romantic love interest? And in this case, a heroine named Rosine.
The thing I love about love stories, if it's the I love you and she loves me, it's very, very boring. You know, all those Beatles songs. I mean, God loved the Beatles and everything, but She Loves You, Yeah, 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 really didn't do it for me. It was more of that triangle, that triangulation that really did it for
me. You like struggle in love.
Yeah, struggle in love, you know, something to make you really think, you know. And that's what I loved about the character of Rosine, because she's a very, very complex individual.
And dare I say, ahead of her time.
Ahead of her time, yeah.
You know, I mean, she was...
Renaissance woman.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was handy with her fists, a sword,
and
a
her
pistol.
Mouth.
Yeah, and her mouth. But she's a wisecracker.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't take any guff from any man.
That's right.
So the concept of walking 10 steps behind was something that she just would never abide.
Not going to happen in her lifetime, that's for sure. But she also had that real benevolent spirit about her as well. You know, she wasn't always brawn. You know, she also had, you know, the ability to look at the human condition of people and feel for them.
As evidenced by her caring in the village, you know, caring for people.
That's right.
She had a tough life growing up, and that made her hard, you know, and she was, as we said, she looked a little beyond her years just due to the stress and stuff that she had in her life.
Not only that, but she was, I think she was an old soul, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
her
that
character.
Too.
Yeah.
But I think, ironically, she fits today to a T.
Oh, yeah.
She is your female heroine who, if she were in a battle with a lot of guys, could take most of them down.
That's right. And so, I think a lot of women in this day and age, especially the ones that hear this, will be able to relate to her because it's modern day. That's how we are today.
So we talked earlier about music and how things all tied in.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was such a tough character that we wanted to kind of musically expound upon that when she meets Alexander and realizes that she could actually fall in love with this guy. You know, that's a possibility.
That really freaked her out.
Yeah. So why don't we play a little bit of the song that kind of paints
sure.
her falling in love.
This could be the moment when I stand up tall and free and shed these chains that bind me, find that girl.
In college, you know, I read a book by Kate Chopin called The Awakening, and, you know, it was about women being subservient. Well, what is the allure of, you know, Rosine? Because she's going totally against the status quo for that time period. Why did the guys like her?
I think Alexander, being a rich guy, had his fill of debutantes and high society. I think he was done with that. Meeting somebody independent, I could see that appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacinto as well. I think he was tired of just the bar girls, and he admired her spunk and her ability. And Captain Peck, he was just smitten, don't you think?
Yeah, Captain Peck was just a lost cause.
Yeah, I mean, she could have told him anything. He just said, I don't care, I love you, honey.
Right, exactly.
But obviously, she had the beauty that was that tremendous magnet, and to a certain degree, a detriment to her.
True.
You know, that's what a pretty girl will tell you that sometimes, that she wants to be taken seriously.
She just wants to be respected.
Yeah, for her talent.
Right.
And if you're stunningly beautiful, that's a difficult task. So.
Which she was.
She was beautiful, a redheaded buxom beauty, as we say in the book. But, you know, speaking of book versus audiobook, Another thing, we wrote this as an audiobook, not as a reading book, because the music adds so much. It's hard to think of just reading it and not hearing all the music and the songs for the characters.
To get the full effect, you have to hear the audio. You have to.
Yeah.
Or you're cheating yourself.
And speaking of audio, in the next episode, I think we could go into a little more of some of the background music we did and how it came about.
Sure.
Or maybe we could touch on the theme song of a couple other characters that we have. At least one theme song I can think of, and that's Captain Peck.
Oh, yeah.
You kill that. That's really funny.
That's funny.
So anyway, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate your time, and we'll try to keep them short and interesting for you. And until the next time.
Thank you so much.
Adios.
Bye.
Find out more at theshipwreckedsouls.com.